We continue with our tafsir of Surah Ar-Rahman, the 55th Surah of the Noble Quran, a Surah which is considered to be amongst the Makki Surahs, Meccan Surahs, which deal with the fundamentals of the Islamic creed. Now, in the opening verses and up until verse number 35, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His countless favors upon man. He presents various proofs that depict and indicate towards His absolute power, that He is the one that causes the movement of all the cosmic bodies. He is the one who has subjugated massive ships which cut across the oceans, which move like huge lofty mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to indicate and to describe for us the scenes that will unfold before man at the time of death and when Qiyamah will come upon man. And amongst that, moving on to verse number 35 and 36, يُرْسَلُ عَلَيْكُمَا شُوَاظٌ مِّن نَارٍ وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانَ. Clear flames of fire and smoke will be let loose on you, then you will not be able to take revenge. When the clear flames of fire and dense smoke of the fire of Jahannam will be let loose on the criminals, no one will be able to repel it from themselves. They won't be able to avenge themselves. So flame or fire without smoke, smoke in which there is no flame, that is what there is indication amongst the commentators, that in some places there will only be fire, there will be only fire and flame with no smoke. In other places, there will be smoke without fire, and there will be no way of escaping that on the day of Qiyamah. The angels, including those guarding the fire of Jahannam, will bring the person back, directing the flames and the fire exactly to the person to whom it is targeted. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now, which of the bounties of your sustainer are you going to deny? That meeting out punishment on the criminals is also bounty in favor of the obedient servants of Allah. Because, you know, if sometimes a child does their homework and the other one doesn't do it, and then the one who did it thinks that, what was the use, I did my homework when there was no punishment, everyone got away scot-free, that perhaps I wasted my time. So therefore Allah mentions the punishment so people may abstain from it, and He mentions it as a bounty, that we are aware that a bounty is mentioned every verse, that some bounties are presented, experienced, or the benefit of it is experienced immediately, and others, the fact that we are informed about this in itself is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا شَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. And when the sky is split asunder and becomes red like tainted leather, the sky will be split asunder on the day of Qiyamah, and it will be red like tanned leather. That is part of what will happen. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now, which of the bounties of your sustainer can you deny? فَيَوْمَ إِذِلْ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسُ وَلَا جَانِ. Then on that day, neither will any human nor any jinn be asked about their sins. One interpretation of this is that no one will ask whether or not he committed the sins, because it will already have been recorded by the angels in their ledgers, in their book, and Allah has in the pre-eternal knowledge, He has the knowledge of this. The question will not be, why did they commit the sin? And this is what Ibn Abbas radiallahu and Mujahid had said, that there will be no need for the angel of punishment to question the criminal whether or not they committed the sin. This is well known by the special marks that clearly shown on the faces. The angels will be able to recognize them by their distinguishing marks and hurl them into the fire of Jahannam, or according amongst those who committed similar misdeeds. So the events that will take place when people have been given the account of deeds and judgment will have been passed after the criminals go to Jahannam on the day of the reckoning, they will not be questioned, nor will there be any negotiation about that. The characteristic signs will be seen on their faces. So you don't have to know who was a Muslim and who was a kafir. Everything will become apparent at one instance. Also, Qatada rahimahumullah said that this verse refers to that stage when the questioning about the sins, that they will have been questioned about the sins, but they will have refused under oath, and then their mouths and their tongues will be sealed. And there is an indication in that regard in the verse of the 18th Juz, that their body will speak, their mouths and their tongues will be sealed, the hands and feet will speak, and they will in fact ask, Lima Shahidtum Alayna, that why are you giving testimony against us? And at this stage there will be no more questioning, it will only be the testimony that will be given. So that is a very frightening instance amongst the various instances of the day of Qiyamah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the bounties of your sustainer can you deny? Allah has made it so clear for us. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ. The sinners will be recognized by their faces, and they will then be seized by their forelocks and their feet. They will be recognized by their marks and be seized by their head. And when we talk of Sima, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, the word Sima is a sign. Hasan Basri Rahimullah says that the day when sentence will be passed against the guilty to go to Jahannam, there will be a sign that they will be known by their dark faces and their blue eyes. Through grief, their faces will turn pale. The angels will recognize the guilty by these signs and then seize them. And the word Nawasi, which is the plural of Nasiatun and means forelock, that they will be dragged by their forelocks. And others will be dragged by their feet, and this is a means of disgracing them. When you grab someone by the forelock, or you grab them by their hair and pull them, then that is to disgrace them. So these are the bounties of Allah, that Allah has informed us what will transpire, and it's for us to take heed and to save ourselves from being caught in a situation where things unfold and we were not aware. So we are well aware, and this is a great favor from Allah. It is for us to prepare ourselves so that we are not amongst those who have violated the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the after.